Good evening. Welcome to the Space Show.
Welcome, Andrew. How do you do?
You've got a very exciting display, which I've just had a chance to have a very quick look at, and here at the visitor centre of the Tidbit Villa Tracking Station. Could you tell us about some of these new facilities you have here?
One of the more recent displays that we've put in the visitor centre is a computer interactive display which gives visitors a very basic rundown of what is involved in acquiring and tracking a spacecraft. This is something that I have long wished to have in the visitor centre because it is very difficult to have visitors travel through the station itself. It's simply not made to allow visitors to go through the operations centre. And this little computer system gives an explanation in simple terms of the technology and the techniques involved in communicating with interplanetary spacecraft.
So what are some of the technologies that people can find out about?
Well, one of the obvious things is that as soon as you arrive at the station, you see these rather large dish-shaped antennas, and the display explains why we need to have dish-shaped antennas to communicate with the spacecraft so that we can concentrate the radio energy into a very tight beam that can be pointed directly at the spacecraft.
Why do the antenna need to be so big? I mean, one of them's about 70 metres across.
The reason they have to be that big is not so much because we need to transmit an extremely powerful signal to the spacecraft, although sometimes we do in fact do that, but it's really because the signal coming back from the spacecraft is so incredibly faint.
And how long does it take to get a signal to the spacecraft and a reply back?
That depends on the particular spacecraft and how far away it is. For example, the spacecraft that's furthest away from us at the moment is Pioneer 10. And it takes our signal around about 9 hours to get to the spacecraft, travelling at the speed of light.
While they're using these interactive displays, do they just have to go through it like a video program, or can they choose what they see?
The beauty of this display is that it allows you to choose what you want to get information about. There's little panels come up on the video screen, and it's a touch-sensitive screen, so you simply touch the portion of the screen that contains the panel that you want information on, and the computer program will bring up information on that particular topic.
So if you know about something, you can skip over that and go on to the parts that you're really interested in or don't know about?
Yes, absolutely.
Who supplied the materials for it?
The actual interactive displays were designed and constructed by a Canberra company called Datatrax. So we've got the talent and expertise right here in Australia to generate some of this leading technology computer interactive systems. And the station staff actually helped the people in this company to generate the material that's actually displayed on the unit.
And who paid for it all? It must be pretty expensive.
Not hugely expensive. It was paid for by a combination of NASA and Australian funds.
What else can people see here at the visitor centre?
At the visitor centre we have a number of displays showing rather spectacular images of planets within our solar system that have been returned by the various spacecraft. There are a number of models of the spacecraft themselves and a rather impressive model of the shuttle.
And lots of videos they can see as well.
Yes, we have two theatrettes running essentially continuously showing different video programs on space exploration.
I noticed one of the displays as I walked through was on the Clementine mission. That's something most people wouldn't know about. Did you get involved in tracking that at all?
Yes, we certainly did. We were involved in the entire program of the Clementine mission, which was consisted of a small spacecraft that went into orbit around the moon. It was to encounter an asteroid, but the spacecraft suffered failure before it got there. But the amount of data it returned on its exploration of the moon was rather spectacular, given that it was a very small and relatively cheap mission.
I heard an unconfirmed report that recently you managed to re-establish contact with Clementine, although the mission is still abandoned. Is that true? Or
yes, we in fact were able to pick up the signal briefly when the spacecraft was in an appropriate attitude, and we did recover some telemetry from it.
Most people are aware that the Tidbit Villa Tracking Station was involved for many years in tracking the Apollo spacecraft. Was that a very exciting time?
It was indeed. That was a little bit before the time that I've worked at the station here, but having spoken to many of my work colleagues who have, it was in fact a very exciting time. And we have a number of displays in the visitor centre that refer back to the Apollo era. And in fact, one of the things that we have is a piece of moon rock that was returned from the original Apollo 11 mission. And it so happens it's the largest single piece of moon rock on display outside the USA. Definitely well worth a look.
There aren't many moon rocks on display around the world, are there?
Not a huge number, and in fact this one is essentially on loan to us from NASA. So although the rock is on display here, it's still definitely the property of NASA.
And can people actually touch it, or can they just look at it?
No, unfortunately they can't touch it. It's in a specially sealed enclosure in dry inert nitrogen so that the rock itself is not spoiled by any pollution from the atmosphere. And because of its nature, it's in a very secure cabinet, so you can get a very good view of it, but I'm afraid you can't touch it.
How big is it?
It's around about the size, well, slightly larger than a hen's egg.
Quite a substantial lump then.
Yes. It rather looks quite unique. When looking at it, you can recognise that there are not too many rocks on the Earth that look like this piece of rock.
And people who come here, are there any other things they can do in the immediate area?
Yes, about 4 kilometres down the road from the tracking station is the Tidbinbilla Nature Reserve, and that's a very popular attraction for families. You have you can easily kangaroos and emus and a whole range of native Australian animals are on display there.
How long does it take to get here from Canberra?
It's about a 40-minute drive from Canberra in total, and there are a number of points that you can stop and look at along the way before getting to the tracking station.
And what hours does the visitor centre keep?
Visitor centre is opened from 8 in the morning till 5 in the evening, normal times, but in daylight saving time it's open until 8 in the evening.
And other facilities here, like restaurants, toilets and so on, are they available?
Yes, we have toilet facilities and we have a kiosk that sells food and souvenirs.
Oh, souvenirs, what sort of things?
Oh, T-shirts, posters and various things such as that.
And how much does it cost to get in?
I'm happy to say that admission is free.
Well, there aren't many things free in life, are there?
Not many, but this is one of them.
Okay, well, we encourage everyone to come out here. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
You're welcome. Thank you.